more or less to see the damage yourself. How do you feel having seen it?
It's horrific. It's horrific. I have never in my entire life seen something like this. In fact, I was speaking to the Governor General, who is older than I am, and he said in his lifetime he has never seen anything like this. The problems really stem from our topography, the extent of our rainfall, the number of rivers we have, bridges which are not as well built. You take this one long here to choose. This doesn't have any steel in it. You notice. I must say at the same time that even some bridges which are reasonably well built have been washed away because nature is an awesome force. Whether it's the sea or whether it's the wind or the river water. We have not tens of millions, as I said before, hundreds of millions of dollars of damage and loss. For the roads, the bridges, we're going to need for the river defenses a huge sum of money. In some cases, we have to relocate people. A lot of people are suffering because even where houses are not destroyed or even damaged, you see the condition of the houses. They have saved nothing. Dozens and dozens of people come to you. The pain, the anguish, their children. You know, it's just terrible. And we have to put together what resources we can from our friends, from ourselves. I have a very important meeting tomorrow regarding the infrastructure. But we need to do a quicker assessment than is being done regarding people's individual needs, the social development. We have workers out. We need to have many, many more of those. I think we have to use the teachers, many of whom are trained, who are in the communities would be able to assist us to do some of this work very speedily. But the challenge ahead of us, I don't want to understate it. I don't want to overstate it. But it is awesome.
But this is just the leeward end, because you still have the windward end.
This is the leeward end. I was hoping to reach the windward side today, but that's not going to look possible. I have an important meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock with contractors from St. Vincent and the Grenadines and from the region, representatives of various governments, organizations. I've been seeking to mobilize resources from different sources all day. We want to see what the private sector can do, what the contractors can do, how speedily we can move to have things restored. We have to do a number of creative things. Even before this bridge is rebuilt, there is we can clear the end near to the sea temporarily. There's a back road which we can open. Might take a day or so to cut it open with a bulldozer. Do a few things, makeshift temporarily, until we can get all of this sorted out.
You're the minister, the minister is responsible for natural disaster. Maybe I'm jumping ahead here, but we still have the hurricane season to face in 2014, and this is not something that can be solved overnight. So I'm beginning to wonder, Lord have mercy, what can really transpire for that?
Well, first of all, we are a resilient people. We have a God who loves us, and he has given us abundant blessings. We have to be strong. We have to be focused. We have to work together. This is not a time for any tugging and pulling. This is a time for communities and families to help where they can help, for the government to come in, for the private sector. We have to schedule things properly. This is going to test us as a nation.
Prime Minister, it's obvious from what we've seen that people are building in areas where they really should not. For instance, right here, there's a house that's literally in the riverbed. Is your government prepared to pass stricter planning laws or to ensure more stringent adherence to the laws that we have now?
Well, A&E is stricter laws, but the laws exist. where those shouldn't happen. Things like that shouldn't happen. So it's a question of the enforcement of existing laws. One of the challenges which people have, frankly, is that we are a hilly country, and there's not many places you can go to build, and at a reasonable cost. So it forces people to make shift. But even where people have built substantial houses a certain distance from the river, like in Vermont, we have seen what has happened, or up in Sharps, in Chateaubelair. There are cases like this one. Obviously, that one is badly located. That should be moved. And so on and so forth.